I'll make a motion to move this back into open session.
Kevin Morrell, yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Now we can entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we do not renew. The head steward for 2026 racing and the gym. Open shop.
Do I have a second to the motion? I'll second the motion. Okay, roll call vote, starting with you. Keaton Ellison, yes.
Kevin Morrell, yes.
Chuck Bentley, yes.
Dale Winterton, yes.
Motion passes. Dale, you can check out.
Thank you, guys.
We'll have a round table. Thanks for staying. Round table, any discussions? Anybody want to talk about anything future coming up?
I have one clarification on testing that I would like the commission to make, and maybe we can't do it at this meeting. It wasn't clear on the consolation races if we were just going to do the blood test on the winner like we do with all the other races, or if there was increased testing for the consolation. So maybe a discussion for the commission.
What do you mean we don't do hair testing on the, do we do it in, like, let's say the beehive? Do we do it for the beehive? What's the testing for the beehive?
Only the finalists get the hair test submitted. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the consolation races gets hair submitted. So because it was a consolation race, I kind of lumped in with the maidens and all of those where we only wanted to blood test the winner, but then Jim wanted to do, I think, two blood tests, either the top two or the top three. So I wasn't clear where on the testing.
Well, I put the money out to make that a stakes race. Consolation, yes. And I did that because I think it's crazy that we don't, you know, have the $15,000 there. And so I would think that if the consolation is a stakes race, like something that's going to go in the pedigrees of our, that we would have the same testing protocol.
As the final.
Yeah, because it's going to go in the pedigree. I mean, the whole reason we do all this, in my opinion, is to protect the pedigrees of our horses. And if it's the maiden, I don't care, because that doesn't really go in the pedigrees. But if it's a stakes race, that's a very important thing.
And that's beyond us as the commission. That has to be done through the UQHRA.
No.
To determine what the purses are in the races.
Well, but it's the same. Is it an AQHA stakes? If it's not, I don't care.
And then Keith's right. You have to put X amount of money in
it. It has to be exactly that. What I'm saying is we could set the guideline for a stakes race, all stakes races receive these three bets.
We have to set the consolations, because the stakes races, the Beehive, the Hadley, they have plenty of money in them.
Yeah.
What we have to say is the consolations need a minimum purse of X.
Yeah. But and usually it requires someone to put the added money up to make it a consolation.
Yeah, they'd have trouble getting added money in. With what Mike has done getting us money for next year, this should not be an issue. So we should probably vote on this or make it an action item for the next meeting and do exactly what he's saying.
We need to make sure that those, and unless the stakes race is 30 grand or something, but man, for especially in Utah, the benefit that Utah is one of the bloodlines in Utah are really good. They're as good as anywhere. But we're losing the black type because we just don't have it.
Okay, so let me just ask a question. I agree totally with what you're saying, but couldn't we have a blanket rule that any state get raised?
It's the timing, though.
because like they'll go run it and then they allocate X dollars.
Oh, I see.
They go and they say, we're going to take 10% of the pool or whatever. And so you don't know till after the race that, okay, this is not a stakes race. And then someone comes along and says, well, I'll put up the $4,200 to make it stakes race. By then it's too late to do the testing.
It's like how they
I think we'd all be in agreement. My question is, how do we
see a lot of these
riders, say,
consolations or juveniles or whatever you want to call them, but on the entry form says the juvenile will be worth X.
Yeah, it'll be worth $100,000
or $30,000. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy because they put big money up there.
No, and I totally agree. I'm just saying, how do we ride it?
He's saying it's correct. It's got to be worth a minimum of $15,000 for the stakes race. But we just
it might be if we're not determining that, the commission's not, if it's the, I don't know who determines how much the purse money is.
The Utah Court of Horse Racing Association. Yeah. We have no control at all over that. Everybody agree with that?
But the state, McKell's got all this money. It's going to be bigger next year. Maybe it's time that we give them a guideline for these juveniles.
That's what I'm getting at. Is there a blanket statement we should make that covers it?
I think it would be, you don't want to go take a race, you know, and let's take the Happy Giles. The purse has been going like this, right? And his entries have been going like this. You don't want to go and say, we're going to take $15,000 out of the purse, and now the Hadley Giles finals running for 32 and the juveniles 15, right? That's a hard game for them to be in. And it's, I mean, you have the same thing in Wyoming this year. They had one up there that the juvenile, and they didn't add it, was like $13,800.
And what was the final?
It was over $100,000. Right? But it's because they take 10%, you know?
I think the way to look at what he's saying too is, in the past, the money that McKell and Hinkins helped get the state, or, you know, we could pass on to the quarter racing, as the guidelines were such that we were trying to increase more racing and it wasn't used in the stakes races. Maybe we tell them they can use a portion of that money up the purses, which will
involved. I think it's changed this year. I think if they changed it to go to, but the money is to be used for stakes races.
I know Corey was talking to one of them.
I'm pretty sure they changed.
I'm just saying, I haven't heard that. But
Yeah, when they got increased funding this year, right? And in that increased funding, I know that it was changed away from a, because it used to explicitly say it can't be, correct. Right? And he changed it to, I think it should say it should be. I don't know exactly, but and it's because we really only run 2 days, right? Yeah. We run the trials for the Beehive, and we run the final for the Beehive, and then we make up some races, and we run the trials for the Hadley Giles and
the older horse races, yeah, which need to be. And you'll increase your numbers if you make these fraternities work more.
At some point, we asked.
It's my point. I think I'm not going to run up.
Would you take that upon yourself to see if you can find that language?
Oh, Phoebe's going to get that from me. You should have that.
And it is cheaper here.
But there was intent language with that.
So, a couple other questions along the same line. And has the UQHA handed in their rate tape?
Not as far as we know.
Where'd he go?
He left the meeting.
Okay. Is that something we need to?
Yeah, they need to give us some race dates. I don't recall last time I was on the phone, it was a little hard to hear. They're not in our minutes, so we haven't got them.
She didn't tell us.
Generally, we have them, I know, I thought.
Let's have another meeting after the August 10th deal. Let's get the race days.
We might have a lot of horses if we don't figure out the one. Yeah.
And let's make an action item for the next meeting. You have to approve this. that we discuss versus stakes races.
So along that line, we've now, and I'm going to say Mike got us another 150,000. I think it's 147. I know it's a weird number. I mean, not weird.
Well, because they're piggybacked on each other. The two things that he's got.
My question is, they only ran 4 days last year. I would be concerned that if they're going to continue to get this money, because that money is continuous, that if they only run 4 days, is someone going to throw a big flag up one day and say, hey, you got all this money and you're only 4 days and you're just a club? Because that's what they are.
Yes, somebody will.
I don't want to take the politics behind how that money was put in. I don't think anyone's going to. You don't think anyone's going to.
Well, because there was another side of that.
The permutual side?
No, there was another side as to another bunch of money. It's probably somewhere another that went to another organization.
Okay.
And so I don't think the fact of the matter is we might be forced to only have two weekends of racing. Because, you know, I don't think you can move the Beehive any further up. I won't run it. Like, I won't run my horse. Further up in the calendar.
He means toward March.
Yeah. I won't run that. I call that. I won't run my horse in the Beehive. And I won't run my horse in the Beehive because, I mean, that's the kindergarten. And we're down in L.A. training on a track that we don't have snowstorms and frozen, and it's all of that. It's just too. And with now Gillette, there's just so much money in Gillette. I took a horse from L.A. to Gillette. You know, got a hand time, went back to L.A. But, I don't know how, and we might be forced into a situation where there's just not a lot of racing here. But if they're, the one thing that Wyoming has proven is if there's big money, people will show up.
Yeah.
I mean, there were real horses out there in Gillette, mm-hmm. not just Intermountain horses. There were, and people will show up, and maybe that's the.
Well, maybe that's the key.
It's not wrong. Everybody asked me, why did you move? And I said, I can train at Paul Jones's and go right over to LaSalle. I can train at Frontera and go to Sunland. Mm-hmm. The tracks are gorgeous. I'm not starting
every morning
wherever on snow and ice. I risk the chip and an ankle and being done.
I had the track record at Ogden on a horse that broke. We trained her at Frontera.
Yeah.
Brought her up here 2 weeks before the trials. Oh, and we were light years ahead, and she broke her, she first out set this track record that stood until the Kellett's 3-year-old broke it. I mean, and it was just they could show up so much better. So we can't lose it.
For that 1 year with a horse, one of those sunny sunflower everybody's doors off.
Yeah, we can't get any close. And so Wyoming, it used to be it worked because then they wouldn't open until Evanston had opened on Memorial Day, right? But now Gillette's opening.
Yes.
And these trainers are.
Well, I think that's why with just what you're talking about with Gillette opening, I think why this workout deal needs to be worked out so that it's beneficial for the people that want to go up there from here, and it gives people a program.
The horse trainers in Utah have no choice.
Well, what about early, if we could get a race meet in St. George? Would people be interested in running down there?
It's too early. I mean, if you're going to go earlier than the Beehive, honestly,
it's not the time
on the calendar or the weather down. It's just awfully early for those babies.
The West Texas and the New Mexico spring back into March, it is too early. I had one that was screwed up last year because of that. I probably won't run in the West Texas or the Sunland Spring anymore. It's too early. They're not ready. West even admitted we're not ready. Any round.
Yeah, it's just too. It's too much for those.
One of the things that we need to think about, whether it's this money or not, but if the guys like Chuck and Brett Vickery and the people down there, if they're in a position to save that track, because apparently the track is now in a 10-year master plan as of 2 weeks ago, we need to, if we can, figure out a way to support it and keep it going. But maybe we do it.
What do you mean? What's out of your master plan?
The county was going to eliminate the track.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. And they have now come out with their new 10-year master plan 2 weeks ago. Justin probably speak to it. And we're going to keep track. Oh, perfect. But in order for them to keep the track, or the orders for the people down there to continue to fight to keep the track. Chuck, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're doing good. We need to do, at a minimum, some schooling races. But if we can stay an approved training facility, they'll keep it for that. But we need to have some spring training races for sure, schooling races, at a minimum.
And why do you do that?
Pardon?
Well, like, is there politics behind that, that you're saying that that's good?
Well, more that it's easier. You know, that facility is supposed to be used for the public use. And if there's a few races, it's easier to say, well, we're doing races. It was when the Lions Club pulled out and quit doing the sanctioned races, it kind of started going south in the commissioner's eyes, for lack of a better. So we need to. I've been using the state supports us and they'll help us and da-da-da-da-da, but we've got to show something this spring.
I knew that they had one way early down there back, but why did they stop running there?
The Lions Club sponsored the race and did all the work, all volunteer. The Lions Club decided they weren't doing it anymore. They're putting all their emphasis on the Dixie Roundup, and nobody was able to fill that gap. You know.
And what I'm saying is, who does it up here? Who does? Who puts on
the club?
Utah Quarterport, and they don't want to do it down. They don't want to go south.
Yeah. And here's the other problem.
Most of the trainers are up here.
One year we had a benefactor that was going to sponsor the races. He never provided the money that he said he would provide, and QHRA ended up funding all that added money into those horses and dang, they're bankrupt.
Yeah, you're saying down in
St. George, this guy said he'd do it, and he didn't do it.
Now just think of this for just a second. What he's talking about, if we come up with some type of a program for workouts and we do a percentage of them down in southern Utah, think of the trainers from Beaver, the Canales, the Venezuelas,
I know tons of y'all, Steve, for the same reasons that you said. You eliminate the weather condition. You've got a track that is loamium, it's beautiful, you're not going to enter a you're on the frozen tundra.
No, but what I'm saying for schooling races down in Dixie,
it'll be better. They'll show up.
That's what I'm saying.
Show up.
Yes, they will show up.
Can we use some of the state money? Do you know?
I don't know. I know that they changed the language. Because it used to say it could not be for the fraternities. And they changed the language, and I thought the language, I know it doesn't say that, and I thought it was encouraged to use it to fund. Because that's horse racing.
Curtis, can you see if you can find something on that? Do you have access to that?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the legislative bill that they did this on.
Would it be in the bill?
I know itself? The first time we were so grateful to take any money they came up with. We didn't care what it said as long as they got the useful.
Yeah, we
Because we've been promised for years we'd get money. We never got it.
Yeah, we can find it for our next meeting. I don't think we could find it right now, yeah.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
I gotta go, but are we gonna get at least a draft put together of what we're gonna ask before we go to the meeting, or are we just going freelance in Wyoming? We should have a kind of a draft of what we're asking.
Well, it was my understanding what we're asking is for them to tell us what they're going to require, and then let us build around that.
I got what we're asking. I just wonder if we're going to have it in written form or if we're just going to wing it. I'm good at winging it. I don't want to ride it.
I agree we're going to ask, but we need to shoot holes in it with stuff that, you know, they're already got. I mean, like Billy, identify the horse. That horse didn't qualify.
We need to have that.
The ones that she's got.
Yeah, but you don't want to go in there.
Don't want to be confrontational.
And embarrassing. But like there is something driving this, and I don't. I mean, is there a church up there that's this powerful?
Why don't you get Mike to call?
Yeah, Schultz, and then. Because when I look at the like the results, it's the same trainers running here, right? It's and the people in Idaho, right? I don't know who the Wyoming-based trainers are. And I don't know.
Have you ever pulled up the Wyoming Point Money on the internet? Pull that up when you get a minute.
Oh, yeah, I
look at it. Okay, that will show you.
I think it's stuck on 230 or 40 grand last year.
Yeah, but again, that was a cow-based training. Yeah.
Is there
a Wyoming-based trainer that's saying, hey, I want to keep these people out of here?
It's more coming from the owners than the trainers. I say it's the owners.
The owners have this.
Well, I say first of all, that's what we're doing. The only problem is that everybody likes. So on one of the prior meetings, and afterwards, they're all bitching about your works. Well, we don't want to. The Utah Quarter Horse Racing Association does not want to put on the works because we're doing it for the benefit of people that are only going to Wyoming. They're not going to run our races. And I had a big argument with Ms. Collette about, let's step back, Angie. I says, are they a member of the UQHRA? Well, yeah. I said, where do they breed their horses? They breed them up there, they apply the rules, but they run the horses here. And if they're a member here, they're entitled to all the benefits that we can provide them.
Yeah.
I don't care where they run. They're
well, it's, it,
they
it,
live in Utah, they're entitled to benefits.
Well, it's taxpayer money. It makes it plainer where the money comes from. I mean, I used to always say, and people in this meeting disagree with me, but for a long time, horse racing in Utah was Ron Mosman. And we need to listen to Ron, because Ron was actually the guy that was invested. Like, he bred them, he stood the stallions, he did all of that
property.
And I would tell you this, it looks like to me, it's the Valenzuelas and the Canalises. And if we lose those trainers, we're going to lose horse racing. And it is a terrible business. Like, I can't, you know, like the only thing worse than being a horse trainer is probably being a jockey in the Intermountain area. And we need to make, in my opinion, we need to make it easier for all these people and not harder. And so we need to have, I mean, if we're going to lose horse racing because we're the biggest problem we have in horse racing is we don't have enough jockeys. And we're making it harder for these guys, not easier. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why we want to come and do all the things we try to do to make it harder to be. They're doing us like a favor. I mean, you're the leading jockey in the state of Utah, and what'd you win? 50,000? You'd have to sweep the Beehive and the Hadley Giles.
and your horses won $80,000, and you got $8,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't.
Oh no, we recognize for you. That is the difficult part. We got to stop the pettiness at the UQHRA level among horse owner, horse trainers. The jockeys aren't that petty.
So much. I mean, it's just like this year, they elected to take it upon themselves to not recognize the leading trainer and leading jockey. I mean, it plays right into exactly what you just said. Why they would cut $100 to make that statement is ridiculous, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, but it's, I gotta go.
Okay.
Bye, Chuck. Well, thank you.
See ya.
Naomi. I think that would be this.
Hey, what
don't we? Out of corn, we can just. Yeah, I mean, I was on the champions committee, and it was the same thing.
Yeah, so let's adjourn and talk.
Okay.
We can still farm.
Do that if we're there.
Right. Yeah, the meeting is adjourned at this point, but we can stay in.